Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by local experts. Call 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. Now, In the House Radio Show, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting and Renewal by Anderson, Florida.
Good morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to In the House on 104.5 WOKV. And talk. I'm Chase Bunker. Thank you so much for joining us this Saturday morning. I'm joined by John Baker of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson, and they're here to take your question, answer your questions at 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. Now, before we go to the appointment of the week, John, I do believe we have a giveaway this week, don't we?
Hey, good morning, Chase. Yeah, we do. This is something that we've been doing every year for the last few years. This is our veteran roof giveaway. It started on September 1st, and if you want to go to universalroof.com, it's a really easy process to go ahead and sign up yourself. If you're a veteran who served in our military, we're happy to give back in this way. You can nominate yourself if you feel so inclined to do so, but if you have a close friend or a family member who is a military veteran, maybe they're in need of a roof replacement. Maybe it's time for them to get a roof done and they just don't know how to go about that process. This is a really easy way to give back to them. So go to universalroof.com, sign them up there. You know, Chase, the reason we do it too is just so everyone knows, a lot of people do, if you've been listening to this radio show for a while now, Universal Roof and Contracting, we were founded by a highly decorated veteran, Kenny Melling. And we have several veterans that actually work for our company. It's just one of the things that sets Universal Roof and Contracting apart from other roofing companies. And this is one of our favorite ways to give back. So go to universalroof.com and go ahead and sign up that family member or close friend. And we're looking forward to announcing that on Veterans Day.
All right, again, that is universalroof.com where you can go to sign up. As always, we start off the show off with the appointment of the week, something that caught the guy's eyes during the work week. Let's start off with Ryan over with Renewal by Anderson. What stood out to you this week?
Oh, boy. We had an interesting one this week. Had a couple that had a townhouse out in Sawgrass, out in Ponte Vedra, and the townhouse was built in 1976, I believe. And, you know, it's always an interesting appointment when you get out there and they open the door and they tell you, let me take you to the problem. Some of the projects that we do, you know, we're doing big, beautiful door systems and, you know, they're very fun. We're remodeling homes. But, you know, when you walk into somebody's home and they tell you, let me take you to the problem, it's, you know, I've seen a lot of different things. So I didn't know what to expect. So we go to the back of the house and there's, you know, the living room, it's got a bank of three windows and you could see it immediately. The wall is just bulging out. There is black and green spots all over the floor. The door next to it, completely rotted out. I mean,
gross.
Oh, it was bad. You know, the homeowner's like, you know, we've had two other companies come out. One of them said they don't touch any work like this. The other one, you know, said they could do it, and we just wanted to get another opinion. I'm like, okay, well, you know, this is a lot of damage. This is not, you know, something I can really eyeball. I need some time here. I need to go outside. We're gonna prod around. We're gonna find out exactly what's going on here, so I can tell you, you know, what our capabilities are and what is the solution that's going to, you know, correct this problem. So I'm outside and it's in bad, bad shape. These were not original windows to the townhouse. You know, like I said, it was built in the mid 70s. These replacement windows were installed in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And they just did a terrible, terrible job. I mean, they were just leaking everywhere. So, you know, at determining, you know, the entire wall underneath these windows needs to be rebuilt. You know, we've got stucco on the outside, we've got drywall on the inside. You know, the door that's been leaking, you know, there's a lot of construction that needs to happen. And, you know, so I'm looking at it, and I'm going around the entire building. I'm trying to figure out, you know, if there's anything else that I see. Sure enough, I look above the bank of windows, and there on the second floor is a mirror image of the bottom, a bank of three windows. And I see a bulging crack on the side of the house, not on the side of the windows, are the side right next to it. There's a big bulging crack. And I go up there and I look, and it, you know, the stucco is cracked. And I tell the homeowner, I'm like, you know, I'd really like to have the opportunity to take a look at those windows upstairs. I think there might be an issue. She's like, you know, we had those other people out here. There was no issue. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to take a look at it. So we go upstairs and we pull the furniture back. We pull the drapes back. And I mean, bigger than life, there was a half inch crack in the corner of her drywall. And the windows that were replaced there in the early 90s were leaking just as bad. The crack has run, you know, all the way down into the bottom of the floor joist. Big, big issue. And, you know, I turned around and I told her, I'm like, unfortunately, this is what you've got going on. You can't just do, you know, the windows downstairs, and this is what's going to happen. You know, any company that, you know, comes in here, and if that's the course of action that they have, they're going to pull out that window. They're going to, you know, and obviously the damage is on the bottom. They're going to look up and they're going to see that the header's rotten out. And then they're going to start chasing that problem. And they're going to wind up here in your master bedroom on the second floor. And all of these windows are going to need to be replaced. And the bad thing is you're going to contract for a certain amount. You're going to think you're going to correct this problem. And then at the 11th hour, this job, this project that you had, the budget has just increased twofold because now, you know, you've got all this extra work, three more window units. You know, it was a bad, bad situation. And obviously, you know, the homeowner was not thrilled that we had found the additional damage. It was, you know, more than they were talking about. But she said, you know, we're going to go with you guys because you are the only company out of the three that came out here, did a, you know, a decent inspection and found the additional damage. And you're right. If I would have contracted this with somebody else and we would have got to that point where, you know, unexpectedly the size of the project doubles, very unhappy customer. So, Not one of the awesome remodeling stories that we get to talk about, you know, week in, week out, or, you know, like mm-hmm. my man Rodney a couple of weeks ago, saving a bunch of money on your energy bills. But,
yeah,
you know, we get a lot of water here, and this damage has been piling up for years. And, you know, the homeowner wanted to correct it, and they wanted it done right. And, you know, they were comfortable with the solution that we provided. So I think it's going to be a win-win for everybody. They're going to get their house corrected, repaired, and going to make it watertight.
First off, if you want to get in touch with Renewal by Anderson, you can give them a call at 904-586-4952, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. And you were talking about just the inspection process and all that. For some reason, it reminded me of this story. I had an apartment in Orlando that I guess one of the pipes was leaking down to the second story, from the second story down to the first. And so they ended up having to cut a giant hole in my drywall, and it was like that for like a month or two. And it's like, hey, I need to get this thing patched. And so finally, at one point, they had the super come in, and like one of one of the maintenance guys, excuse me, he comes in and he does like the snap finger point, and then just like sees it and then walks out. And I'm thinking he's getting tools. No, he just leaves. And that was why I imagine what happened when you said, oh, we've had other people look at it as well. That customer was saying that to you. I just imagine they saw it and just go, nope. And they just walked out. And then you guys came in and actually like found the source of the issue.
Well, I mean, it's water infiltration like that, Chase, is a serious issue. You know, and unfortunately in these people's home, this has been going on for a couple of years, you know, that, I mean, this wasn't a problem that developed, you know, this season or a couple months ago. This has been years in the making. And, you know, you get into an environment in between these walls where it's wet, it's hot, you know, things start growing and you start having breathing problems. You know, like if you've got these issues going on, you got wavy drywall, you know, bulging stucco around your windows, probably a good time to get them checked out. It's, you know, that damage to a house can do damage to a body, you can do damage to your health. It's not a joke.
Right. Again, if you want to get in touch with Renewal by Anderson, give them a call at 904-586-4952 or visit rbafla.com. John Baker over at Universal Roof and Contracting. What is your appointment of the week?
Hey, Chase. Yeah, the appointment of the week. I mean, Ryan kind of hits it on the head whenever he says sometimes we just show up to an inspection or an appointment and they open up the door. They say, hey, let me take you to the damage. In this instance, when it comes to roofs, normally whenever you pull up, you can kind of already see it. And this specific appointment of the week, and we handle things like this on occasion, but it's not every day that you show up to an appointment and there is a tree going through the roof, puncturing it and actually making its way into a bedroom. With that being said, there's so much that goes into the scope of work. And kind of like what Ryan was saying, it's like, you know, a lot of other roofing companies that are going to come out there, they're going to immediately either throw their hands up. They're going to do one of two things. They're going to throw their hands up and say, hey, I can't do it. It's not my problem. I can't take it on. It's too much for me to bite off and chew. I just can't handle it. They're going to do that, or they're going to immediately tell you, oh, I can get this done just like that. And I've been on both sides of the coin. And right in the middle of that situation where they've been told by other contractors who have dragged them out 6 months to a year, specifically in this instance, they dragged these poor homeowners out for a whole year and hadn't performed any work. I mean, imagine a tree coming down. You've got children living in your home. A tree's puncturing your roof. It's exposing your home to the elements. We're in the midst of hurricane season right now as we speak, and they had just, you know, brought that contractor on almost a year to the date today, and no work had been performed, no progress was made. They were extremely frustrated, just as I would expect anybody to be. You know, after getting in, and we'll talk a little bit about the inspection process a little bit later on in the show. But the reason that this was such a dear appointment to me was because, this family, they had no idea what to do. And if you've never been through an experience like that, where you're dealing with an act of God, you've got to make a claim, go through your insurance company and make sure everything is getting taken care of properly. That is a lot on your plate when you've never gone through a process like that. And so I'm so thankful that they reached out to us, because we do handle situations like this extremely well and have been for 30 years now. With that being said, we just brought them on we just took them on as a project, and we're actually in the process now of pushing that through to our production department. We're happy to and confident to get that done for them. There's a number of things that have to be repaired before we can even get to the actual roof replacement. You know, there's multiple structural errors with the trusses, with the sheathing underneath the actual roofing components. They had a set of rafters. They're out in the RAP district in downtown Jacksonville. So there are standards that have to be met in that certain zone and a division of downtown. So in order to properly repair it, you're going to need, you know, experienced finished carpenters to come out there and to not only repair it, but really recreate and match the other rafters, the exposed rafters underneath that soffit area that do give it that aesthetic feature to the home. Because it's a home that's been kept in very good condition, given it's a home from 1942. It's been kept in very good condition. And with that being said, we want to restore it to the best of our capabilities, but really just do the home justice for the homeowners. And that's why we're just so excited to take this on for them. You know, they felt very, very comfortable with us after I was able to walk them through the process and really explain step by step what we're going to do.
I think when people think about roof replacements, they're really just thinking about, oh, I'm going to get a couple of bids, get some contractors to come out and look at it. I mean, all you're really doing is, you know, removing some underlayment, some shingles, and throwing on the new. And that's just never, it's never the case or the story with roof replacements. We're always digging into some sort of repair on the roof, especially given that it's older than 15 to 18 years old. You're almost always going to have some sort of damage done to the decking or the sheathing underneath the roofing components. Or you're going to have some fascia. You're going to have some furring strip that runs along your roof line to help protect the underbelly of the sheathing there. You're always going to have something that's going to need to get replaced. And that's why, you know, calling a company like Universal Roofing Contracting to come out and to perform a thorough inspection like that is something that needs to be considered. It really, experience really does matter in this industry. And it's important who you're choosing to give your time to. And we're going to take your time very seriously, just like we did with this appointment of the week. You know, we're going to spend hours and hours of our time out there dedicating, you know, our time to a proper solution, something that's going to look different from any other roof replacement that we do, because, you know, there are some similar roofs out there, but for the most part, in my experience of going to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these appointments, if not thousands by this time, every roof is different. Every solution is going to be different. That's why it's so important to contact a company that has the most experience around. And we've been in business 30 years doing this. So if you've got, you know, issues like this, maybe you are even in a situation right now, listener, and you're had a tree puncture your roof, or just with the winds that came through and Hurricane Idalia that just came through, we didn't get major winds, but we got some. If you're noticing anything going on with your roof, you know, whether it's missing shingles that you're finding in your yard, if it's a lot of granular loss in your gutters, if you're just concerned because your roof is old, it's a perfect time to contact Universal Roof and Contracting and set up an appointment with us where we can come out and perform a very thorough inspection and give you our opinion on what's really going on with your roof. So head over to universalroof.com and schedule that appointment today. We'd be more than happy to get out there as soon as we can to give you our opinion on your roof.
Again, if you want to get a hold of them, you can call them up at 904-586-4001 or visit universalroof.com. We're going to take a break, and then we'll have more in the house here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Welcome back to End the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. If you have a question for the guys today, give us a call. 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. And don't forget that in September, Universal Roof is giving away a roof as part of their annual Universal Roof and Contracting Veteran Roof Giveaway. Just go to universalroof.com. Just look at the top of your browser, and you'll see nominate a veteran for a Veterans Roof Giveaway. Sign up, and then they will announce the winner on Veterans Day. By the way, Universal Roof and Contracting is the official Rudolph Anderson is the official window and door of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And since we only have a minute left in this segment, I feel like it's only appropriate for us to guess the score of the season opener for the Jags Colts game. Ryan, with Renewal by Anderson, I'll start off with you. What do you think the Jags score is going to be?
A lot to a little. I think I'm calling 32 to 12.
Ryan says 32 to 12. John, what about you?
Man, 32 to 12. yeah, I mean, I'm thinking it's probably going to end up somewhere around there. I'll go 28-15,
32 to 12. I'm going to say 28-9. I think it's all field goals for the Colts, and we just score touchdowns because we're going to look that good. Anyway, we're going to take a break for the news when we come back. More from In the House here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville News and Talk. Welcome back to In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We have John Baker of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson here to answer your questions. So give them a call, 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. John, you alluded to it in the first segment, and so we'll talk about it right now. Why is it important to have a roof inspection completed annually?
Yeah, you know, Chase, we talk about this a lot on the show. And what does a roof inspection even entail? Like, what does that mean when you're going to have a roofer come out and take a look at your roof? For most people who've been through a roof replacement process, had anyone, maybe a fly-by-night roofer, which is going to be somebody who knocks on your door unexpectedly, soliciting their business and asks to get up on your roof and check it out. We just would never do that or advise you to do that. What a thorough inspection looks like, and you know, somebody who's going to really be doing the task correctly is somebody who's not only going to be getting up on the roof, taking their time to look for a number of things, looks for signs of aging, which here in the state of Florida, roofs deteriorate quicker here in Florida than almost any other state in the U.S. And the reason for that is because of the climate that we're in. You know, you've got so much humidity. It's such we're constantly getting rain, mixing that all together, causing the deterioration of all these petroleum products. When we speak about asphalt or shingle roofs, those petroleum products just really can't handle this type of climate as well as it could if you were up in, say, you know, Ohio or Michigan, up there where the climate's completely different. They deal with a lot more snow and ice, which is going to have a completely different effect on those asphalt roofs up here. But with that being said, here in Florida, age is a huge factor when it goes into considering getting an inspection here. The other thing, and I know we talk about this as well a lot on the show, is hurricanes. You know, we are the epicenter for receiving a lot of impacts from hurricanes. Even though Jacksonville, being on the East Coast, the Northeast Coast of Florida, we still end up getting a lot of high winds regularly throughout this season of the year. And with that being said, even gusts, as we would consider these low, given that a hurricane's passing through and we're really just getting the bands of it, gusts between 45 and 60 miles an hour, they can certainly cause damage to your roof. We see it very often. After hurricane season and even during it, I've already been out to several homes where shingles have completely been ripped off of the roof. It happens more often than you think. And there's a lot of factors that go into it. Age plays a part of that. It also matters who installed the roof. You know, how did they install it? Were they using proper industry standard nails? What manufacturer were they using? There's really so much that goes into how long your roof will last. But, you know, on average, we like to tell people that, you know, a roof really should be getting inspected at the very least once a year annually if it's over 10 years old. I've been out to 7 and 8 year old roofs where they're just wanting roof inspections. It's just perfectly okay. I understand the concern, especially after our hurricane season, figuring out if there's any type of damage done to the roof. So after, if you ever suspect that you might have damage up on your roof, certainly give us a call at Universal Roof and Contractor. We'd be more than happy to come out there and inspect the roof. But the inspection process is so important to us at Universal Roof and Contracting, and that's why we dedicate so much time to it. So aside from getting up on the roof, inspecting areas like your gutters, your chimney areas, we perform a lot of work on chimneys, regardless of the exterior, whether it's going to be wood siding, stucco. It really doesn't matter to us. We want to do a thorough inspection. We're going to be inspecting all your flashing areas. That's your valleys, that's your roof line, that's all of the pipe penetrations and vents that you have up on your roof. We're going to be inspecting and taking a close look at everything up there on your roof.
as well as doing a walkabout around your home. And most importantly, we're going to get inside your attic. And the reason for it, too, is because if there's going to be any signs of water penetrating through your roof, it should be showing up on your attic. And the reason that this is so important, Chase, and all the listeners out there, is because I cannot tell you how many times, we'll get prefaced before going out to an appointment that this homeowner has a leak. And 9 times out of 10, the reason they know they have a leak is because it showed up on their ceiling. And when you wait that long, and the stains on the ceiling are just, you know, yellow, black. I've seen all colors of staining up there. What that means, it's been going on a lot longer than just a week or a month. This has been going on for a while. For it to have got through the roof, for it to have soaked up, assuming you have rolled or blown in insulation above your ceiling, which I would hope you do, it's had to soak that up and then sit on your ceiling for a significant amount of time for it to stain and show through those layers of drywall and paint and primer. So with that being said, there's no better time to call for an inspection than after a big storm, or if your roof simply is over the age of 8 to 10 years old. Most roofs on average are getting replaced here in Florida at around that 17 to 18 year mark, because like we've talked about, roofs just don't last as long as we would think they do, especially here in the state of Florida when it comes to asphalt and shingle roofs. That being said, just to touch on several other types of roofs that we perform inspections on all the time would be metal and tile. The life and longevity of these roofs is certainly going to outlive any asphalt roof. But the other thing that we have come across, especially, in the more recent years, is the amount of hail damage that goes undiscovered on metal roofs and even tile roofs. So, one thing that we do is we can pull hail reports in your area. So if you suspect that you've had hail, which you would certainly know if you've had hail, I mean, hail is no joke, especially some of the quarter size or bigger hail that we've had here in Jacksonville and just south of Jacksonville in the last few years, you're going to know when hail is hitting your roof. And that's no better time to call us and get an inspection done just to confirm not only the amount of damage, but, you know, how severe it is and what is going to be the proper solution to go about fixing your roof. You know, there's really not a gauge of metal that can withstand taking some heavy dents from some good size hail. So call Universal Roof and Contracting to get that inspection done. The main reason would be that you suspect that you are in need of a roof replacement, or that we've had a storm come through and you suspect that there might be damage up there. We are storm damage experts. We've been trained on how to find the storm damage that is going to be agreeable with your insurance carrier. That way we can work hand in hand with you to help you through that process, because it can be a difficult process, especially if you've never gone through something like that before. The other reason is really age. If you know that your roof is getting into those double digits, it's the perfect time to call us just to get an inspection done. Be proactive. Don't be reactive about these things with your home, especially in, the time that we're living in, where prices on material have just been fluctuating like crazy. It's better to get ahead of it than to get behind. So give us a call. You can reach us at 904-586-4001 or universalroof.com to schedule that appointment today.
Ryan, you were talking earlier about during your appointment of the week, you briefly mentioned a customer named Raymond. You and I both know the story. So for those of you who are not who are new to the show, Raymond was a customer who had a $600 energy bill, and I proceeded to have a heart attack live on the radio hearing that. So, Ryan, I want you to tell the audience, how much of a difference installing new windows and doors can be on your energy bill and how energy efficient it can be?
Well, I mean, you know, the way that I like to explain this to people is, you know, if your house was built before 2009, your house is much different than the houses that they're building today. The houses that are being built today are, you know, being energy efficient is like the main focus. And it's all, you know, these building materials and the sciences that go into making these materials just energy efficient. Whether you're talking about the insulation in the walls, you're talking about like new window systems. But another thing that happens in these brand new houses that they stopped doing at about the 2008 mark is they don't put these giant windows in homes anymore. The biggest window you're going to see is about 3 foot wide by 5 foot tall. So, you know, prior to that, when they were making windows out of aluminum, you would get these giant, big, beautiful shaped windows, big, huge windows. And they don't make those anymore because they've got to make them out of a really strong material and it's expensive. So in all of the new houses that are, you know, energy efficient, you know, all these brand new builds, the windows are very, very small. And, you know, they're doing that to maximize that insulated glass. So what I'm saying is taking an older home that has old technology, I mean, technology from the 70s, big, giant windows made out of aluminum, it's not the most energy efficient thing in the world. So by taking that out and putting in an insulated high performance window, you are going to cut your energy costs dramatically. It's, I mean, you know, that was the first thing I asked Raymond. I'm like, how old is your house? What is the age of your house? What are the type of windows that you've got in there? Because if you've got a big house, 3,000-4,000 square feet, you got two AC units that are running nonstop, trying to keep up with some old technology in these windows and doors, you know, there's a significant room for improvement. You know, energy efficient windows, high performance windows by Anderson will make a dramatic difference in the amount of energy that you're using. And it's going to make your house a lot more comfortable to be in. You know, the insulated windows that, I mean, it in essence, it does the exact same thing as the pink insulation in the walls. It's going to make the rooms way more comfortable to be in. And, you know, your AC unit, your heating units are not going to take the beating that they're taking now where they never shut off. And that's what you see when you walk into a lot of these homes. And we've seen it here over the last, you know, month and a half, 2 months. You know, it's hot out there, you know. You know, you're doing an inspection on somebody's house and you walk into their house and you can feel these hot rooms. And, you know, while you're sitting there talking with somebody, the AC never stops running. It'll click off for a minute, click right back on. The house with the old technology and the aluminum windows just cannot regulate and stay at a constant temperature. So, you know, the AC unit is the one working overtime to try to do that. So a few things. You're going to use less energy. The rooms in your home are going to be way more comfortable. And you're not going to put a beating on your HVAC system trying to use that to regulate something that should be done with the insulation in your home.
And if you want to get in touch with Renewal by Anderson, you can give them a call at 904-586-4952. Again, 904-586-4952 or visit rbafla.com. We're going to take a break, and then coming up, special offers and promotions that are happening for Universal Roof and Renewal by Anderson. You'll find those here on In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville News and Talk. It's the final segment of In the House here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Special offers and promotions. John, what do you have going on over at Universal Roof?
Yeah, Chase, special offers and promotions for this month. So we're actually going to be offering 10% off all of our roof replacements and repairs for this month. So don't hesitate to call and get an inspection scheduled for us. We'd love to come out and provide that promotion, given that we're able to do the work for you. With that being said, just want to give another helpful reminder for the Veteran Roof Giveaway that did start September 1st. So go to universalroof.com to sign up a friend, family member, or yourself. If you're a veteran in need of a roof, or know somebody who needs it, go ahead, fill out that application, and we will be announcing the winner on Veterans Day. Aside from that, please help us out by mentioning at the appointment time to your estimator any need for financial options. We do have some finance options that are going to be very helpful to help you save a little bit of money and not have to put so much up front. We would love to discuss those options with you. So please mention that at the appointment time if that's what you are interested in doing, and we look forward to seeing you at that appointment.
And if you want to get a hold of Universal Roofing Contracting, give them a call at 904-586-4001, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. Again, as John mentioned, it is over on that website where you can nominate a veteran for the Veterans Roof Giveaway. It is right at the top of your screen as soon as you do the home page. Ryan, over at Renault by Anderson, what are the special offers happening this month?
I'll tell you what, Chase, there's never been a better time to make an appointment with Renewal by Anderson than today. Anderson Corporation has got some of the most amazing programs to do home improvement in the industry. You can get your project done long-term, 0% financing, no money down. Typical home you can get done for no money down, $189 a month. It's a very, very good time to upgrade your home, get those inefficient windows and doors out, and get some high-performance Anderson windows in there that'll last you a lifetime.
You can give Renewal by Anderson a call at 904-586-4952. Again, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. Guys, we only got 2 minutes left. Ryan, what's your weekend plans?
Oh, boy, my weekend plans. Football. I'm going to try to squeeze in that Deion Sanders Colorado game. They're playing Nebraska. That's the hottest game for the day.
I don't think anybody in the history of the world up until now has ever said, I'm really excited to watch Colorado-Nebraska.
It's prime time.
That's what he's done. That's what he's done to the program. John, what about you? What's your weekend plans?
Who's not watching football today? Besides watching football, man, I mean, we're going to have some cloudy weather today, but maybe get on a boat and enjoy some football later on this afternoon and evening. But otherwise, I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend, and let's enjoy some football.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to enjoy some football this weekend. I am still conflicted. I know kickoff is still hours away. I am a number one Boise State and UCF fan. And now they're both playing each other at 7 o'clock, and I still don't know who to root for. I've had years to decide this, and I'm just horrible at making decisions. So I'm going to be like the Harbaughs during the Ravens 49ers Super Bowl and just say, I hope they both just have fun because I don't know who to root for. And I'm just going to pretend that they're just fighting for my love, like a gladiator or I'm an emperor in like the Roman times or something like that. That's going to do it for us here over at In the House. Special thanks again to John Baker of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson for taking the time to come out, answer some questions. And also thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy some football. And we'll talk to you next week on In the House here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.